glad it's time to receive a postcard today. We head along the coast to Seaford. Driftwood Open Garden will be opening its doors as part of the National Garden Scheme, and its owner, Jeff Stonebanks, joins me on the line. Well, congratulations, Jeff, first of all, because your garden has been listed as one of the 25 gardens to see in Sussex.
It has indeed.
Quite an accolade.
Yeah, no, that's really pleasing. Really, really pleased.
Number 10 in the list, sandwiched between Nyman's and Great Dixter.
They have to say they're in alphabetical order, though, but it still sounds good, though, doesn't it?
Of course it does. We'll ignore the alphabetical bit. Describe your garden to us, Jeff. Why should people come and see it?
It's quite unique. It's a complete blend of coastal and cottage, and it faces the sea, so, I mean, people enjoy coming because they can pinch ideas to put into their own garden.
Absolutely. It's all about inspiration.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I mean, if you look at my visitor's book, that's the one word that seems to appear more than any other. This year, though, we're doing something a bit different. I've teamed up with the Jeffrey Museum in East London, which is about Museum of the Home. And they're starting to take an interest in gardens. So this year, I'm going to be inviting people that visit to have their photo taken in the garden, complete a little questionnaire, and become an integrated part of the digitised diary that I'm doing for them
Will
ultimately go into their archive for contemporary use and future use.
So, what a great idea.
Yeah, fascinating.
And of course, you open your garden to raise money for charity.
I do.
Who are you raising for this year?
Well, we're doing a new one this year, as well as some of the old favourites. I'm opening for the first time in the evening this year for the New Haven RNLI, which is going to be on the 11th of July between 5 and 9 p.m. We're also opening for St Wilfrid's Hospice again this year. I'm running the Macmillan Garden Trail, so we'll be opening for Macmillan in July, and the 26th and 27th of July, and for the National Garden Scheme, so quite an array.
And I have it on very good authority that your cake is particularly good.
Well, they're new ones this year.
Oh, okay.
I've ditched the ones I've been doing so far.
We're mixing up a bit, Jeff.
We're doing some new ones this year. We've got cappuccino cake.
Oh, okay.
Apple cake, some almond and orange cakes.
You need a bit of chocolate on the menu, Jeff. Tell me you haven't failed me.
Well, there's some chocolate in the cappuccino. It's sprinkled with cocoa.
Oh, okay, that'll do.
And, of course, all served on vintage china on trays in the garden.
Very nice. I only ever drink out of vintage teacups.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it.
So how's the best way for people to find out when you're open?
Okay, well, the best thing is to have a look on the garden website, which is www.driftwoodbysea.co.uk. That's www.driftwoodbysea.co.uk. And if anybody unfortunately doesn't have access to the internet, they can give me a call on 01323 899 296. That's 01323 899 296.
Fabulous. Thanks so much for joining us, and
thank you
best of luck with
me.
It all.
All right then. Thanks, Alison.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.